Audio rolling.
Action.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of After Hours, the official Open Sign Productions podcast. My name is Christian Nash.
Nate Barr.
Cam Clark.
Ryan Webbeking.
Michael Storch.
Yep, that's right. We've got Michael back on the podcast again.
He's the actual here. Michael, not an interpretation of Michael from All of Us. This is the actual Michael Storch sitting with us tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Just because you're here does not mean I'm not going to make fun of you still.
Yeah, does it? Well, now I can just fire back.
No.
Like I do. That's not like I like I yell at my TV every time I listen to this thing. And it's just like, everything I yell at my TV, I can yell at you now.
Yep, there you go.
Well, there you go. It's Michael Storch. Why the fuck are you here?
I think like something's coming out or something.
Some important shit.
Yeah, I guess it's
some bullshit we did.
Yeah, some stupid bullshit that we did.
Halloween Mayhem 8 is coming out.
Oh god, that actually
is 29. Like everyone's like, what the? It's like I'm not even convinced half the people in here know what that is.
I do.
I don't actually. So you're right.
Oh god.
So that's way too much of an inside joke. I am here because on the 11th.
It's next Tuesday.
Yes. Holy shit! Yeah, it is.
Our movie, Phantom of the Woods, our first feature that we put together. Oh, when did we finish it?
God, I don't fucking remember.
Like 2 years ago.
Two years ago, maybe?
2012.
Yeah.
Bullshit, really?
When we finished shooting or finished?
Dude, we shot it in 2012.
We shot in 2012. We finished in the summer of 2013.
Okay, 1 year ago, just over a year ago, we had our second showing. Okay, so movie's been done about a year and a half-ish.
Holy dog shit.
Like, I've changed things. I wouldn't leave it alone. The final changes I made is when I sent it into the day I sent it into the distributor.
That was wild. That was a really cool day.
Yeah.
I remember finding out about that. And I was like,
Yeah, and then I had to make, because I did it myself, because I just did it. I manually did all the closed captions for the entire movie.
Yeah. Holy shit.
You told me that. And you're
that
like,
I spent 6 hours a day, 6 to 8 hours a day. For like 6 days
doing that. Holy shit, man.
That was a fun day. That was a fun week.
No, it wasn't. I literally shot myself
right in the face.
Yeah. Anyways, but no, it's been what, 3 years then since we started the whole process in the first place. And
yep.
Every indication I get is that's kind of like the normal turnaround time for things usually. Maybe hopefully closer to 2. But yeah, when you from the beginning you start writing the script all the way to the end, that's about how long it took, and it's good to finally be kind of actually crossing it off the list officially. It's like, yep, done.
Yeah.
Now, enjoy everyone.
Nice.
Like, now the benefits come. This is when the
thing that I've had any hand in writing that has made it anywhere so far is Phantom.
Right.
Piles of other scripts that.
Oh, well,
just sitting there. There'll be something one day.
Do we want to talk about our writing sessions a little bit?
Yeah, you know what, Michael? I think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
because that's the
we got to condense things. It's not like a we can spend hours and hours and hours.
To be honest, to all of our viewers, it's.
Listeners.
Really not that. Oh, did I say viewers?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Twice.
Same thing. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
We have
people
viewers
that are,
too.
We do have a YouTube channel called
Open Sign Fans.
Yeah. Open Sign Fans.
Those of us viewing you with our ears.
Open Sign Fans. Behind the scenes fans.
Guys like all you guys that support us and all that shit.
Those of you on LSD
I'm gonna
who
tell
are
you
hallucinating
guys,
us right now.
I'm going to tell you guys right now.
You guys see sound? Good on
you. I'm going to tell you guys right now that the...
But if you want to understand the backstory of your apparitions as I talk over Cam.
So fuck Michael.
You should go to our Open Sign channel.
Hey.
And look at behind the scenes footage for Phantom, because there's a whole bunch of it. There's about an hour... Over an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours worth of stuff. And that will give you a detailed look at just how things were on set, and other times where I talked over Cam.
I think Larry's at me. Is any of that stuff going to show up on the DVD?
You know, I do not know, to be honest. So, I guess we'll find out. But most of the, all that behind the scenes stuff is, that's on the DVD is essentially the same stuff that's already on the YouTube channel, but it's broken up into smaller bits. So like,
oh God, don't tell me
it's just
the, one of those last days where we were up in that, that room and what's his name's house.
Yeah.
And
were there spiders?
Joe was in the suit or whatever. Flicking the light, and I was telling him, I was being all weird about it and shit. I was like, "You're an eagle. You gotta take off. You gotta fly." I told him to like spread his arms out like an eagle, and I'm like, I remember seeing that somewhere. And
that's
like,
the fucking episode title.
Okay, two things. One, it may or may not be in there. I do remember it. I thought it was great every time I watched it. Not in a like, oh, that's dumb. No, it's more like, it's like, that's like some passionate directing. Yeah. It's like, and it worked. Joe flew. Yeah. He flew. Joe flew.
It was amazing. Oh,
nice. I forgot about saying that until I saw that again. I'm like, God, what? Really?
All right, so about the writing.
You're an eagle.
Yes.
The writing, well, at least on my part, because I did a lot of sleeping.
Yes,
during these writing meetings. Mike, those were all ran by you. You talked about it.
Well, I don't know. It kind of blended together.
Yeah.
Like, it's like seems like a big, giant. Like, I remember, I think to just sum it up, we basically met for, I think, the better part of, like, every Monday for, like, what? 4, 5, 6 months?
Somewhere like that.
Yeah. And originally it was supposed to be, like, a 3-month endeavor, but we spent the first, like, 6 weeks just talking about it before we even actually put anything on paper. And our writing team
kind of... Remember that shitty map we drew?
Yeah. I still got a picture of it.
I took pictures of it.
I got pictures of it, too.
Thing was so shitty.
The only thing that I remember distinctly from this, all the writing, is actually there's two things.
Yeah.
There's the big writing day we had that one weekend.
Yes, that's what.
Did we have more than one of those?
We had a couple.
I only remember one, and it was the one
towards the end where we were like, we have to get this fucking thing written. Yeah. We're about to start filming the fucker. So
to explain to you and Christian Nate, the writing process.
You came in right at the writing process at the audition process, which overlapped a little bit.
What would happen is we'd all meet up at the office, our old office, and we'd sit down, and Michael would be like, "Okay, Joe, you're writing this. Cam, you're writing this. Webb, you're writing this. I'm gonna write this. Jeremy, write this.
And let's talk for an hour.
And then let's talk." So like we talk, we figure out what we're all planning out, and then we would separate ourselves in the office, like. Ryan, I went.
We did
to
that
the
more later, room. Not so much in the beginning.
I mean, this is the one that I remember.
The big writing day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did do that.
Yeah, the writing
day. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Okay.
And the thing I remember the most is I sat in the conference room.
Yeah.
In the dark, with headphones on, and just wrote. Everyone would come in and knock and be like, "Cam," and I'd totally ignore him until I was finished. I remember that, and then the naming process I'll never forget. That's always my favorite.
The naming process? I vaguely
remember that.
Like naming the movie?
No, naming the characters.
Naming the characters. That was first couple meetings.
Yeah. And then like when
one or two.
I think we had our Jake and Lana planned out the first meeting.
Jake and Lana were the first thing we talked
about. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember how all the characters came to be. Jake and these characters are loosely based off of something I did a long time ago. An old little animated short I made forever ago. And we took a lot of those base characters but changed a lot of the names, did something different.
Yeah.
And Yeah, that's kind of what we came up with. I don't know why we came up with some of the names we did. Some of the characters' names changed a lot.
I threw out Lana because I was watching a lot of Smallville at the time.
Yeah.
And that's where that came from.
Little did we know we were going to be subjected with people. I don't
remember where Jake came from.
Jake was an original character.
I think someone Jake's just said
name,
Jake.
The girl's name changed, but Jake stayed Jake from the animated one.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah. I swear to God it did.
No. What was his name?
Then where did Jake come from? Huh.
The animated one. He was Henry.
Oh, no. We said we wanted it to be like a traditional regular name, whatever, but we didn't want it to be something like John or Jimmy.
So we went with the lesser used J name.
I think the only... Pretty much. From memory, I think the only Jebediah. The only character that I He's named Amish. That yeah. stood was Dubois.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was yours. Yeah.
Thompson was mine, too. Not the first name, though.
Do you guys remember... Does anyone remember us thinking of we're going to add a sheriff character? I don't remember how that happened.
I don't remember how it happened, but I remember us talking about him.
Yeah, I know. We talked a lot about him.
I think it's because we decided that Phantom could not just have a Phantom. It's got to possess... Someone's got to be, like, the...
Phantom was originally
apparition. The apparition antagonist.
When we started it, I was like, "This feels a lot like a Stephen King sort of like small town terror sort of story."
Yeah,
and like those stories always have like a sheriff or you know somebody of the law or whatever.
I think we just thought that it made sense.
Yeah,
I mean originally we were gonna kill him off if I do so remember.
Yep.
Right, don't say anymore.
No, I'm not going to say anymore. I'm just saying, like, originally, like, we were going to do that, like, off the bat, and that was going to be the start of everything.
Yes. I mean? Originally, Sheriff Thompson dies in the first 10 minutes of the movie. Yes. That doesn't happen anymore.
No.
We will not say anything about the rest of the movie.
No, I remember that, like, all the things that changed. That changed.
It's like, Cam, come on.
Fuck you, man. fucking assholes.
Yeah, you're the one who spoke.
A lot Jake's of the, mom's name changed.
Yeah, her name changed a lot. Really, the biggest changes that happened is when we started making the transition from writing to casting and then casting to shooting.
That was
weird. We'll talk a little about the casting process because one of them's here.
Yeah,
we might
as well.
Hey, guys.
So, okay.
I'm still alive.
Like, he may give us a perspective of what it's like to be on the other side of the table from us. When we went into the process, Kara was the casting director. Did a pretty good job of getting a good turnout. We had about 60, 70 people all together come out. And
we should go back and look at some of those auditions.
I still got them. I still have them. And it was a very... It was...
I was so fat. I was really fat.
Was?
Fuck you. Yeah. Fucking tons of fun over here. Goddamn Mediterranean beer.
But that was...
Fuck you, man.
I know some people just like that person.
Yeah, there were
That
couple.
Person is playing that part. And then other parts were like, we had to narrow it down a little bit more. Yeah. Or some of them could have fit multiple roles.
Yeah.
I think that was the case with you. I think you were up for any of the three at one point.
Right.
So, if I do recall.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, I auditioned for Scott and Dubois.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. I think I remember your audition. Like, I think I was there. I can't remember. Hmm. I know who.
There.
I know who.
I don't remember being there.
I was there.
I know you read for me, actually.
Me?
Yeah.
But you did a callback.
I don't remember that.
So
it was like 3 years ago, man.
Brain cells have been lost since.
The ones I remember better before were Kelron's, because I read with him.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah,
that was a very fun read. It was
because we wanted him for Dubois.
Esh and I read together, and I was there for Finney, and those three were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like those. I'm glad for
Finney's first one.
That was I were there. That was crazy.
You, me, and Mark were there.
Mm-hmm. That was
interesting because he was kind of off the schedule, Like, he was coming in later than most people. It's like, I think the only one we had that day, too, maybe. And he came in, and he actually auditioned for Steve. And this actually happened quite a few. There's quite a few people auditioned for one part and got another.
Yeah.
Like, as I said, Ryan just mentioned, Caroline auditioned for Dubois, but we gave him Foster, and we love Foster.
Foster's
I love awesome. Foster so much. So, and then, but then Finney auditioned for Steve, and ended up getting Dubois.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember he was
Troy got Steve.
He was wearing all black at his audition.
Oh yeah,
he looked like fucking Ian Malcolm from Jurassic Park.
He did. Yeah, like, that was
he totally. I said that like as soon as he walked down, I was like, I looked like fucking Ian Malcolm. That's awesome.
It was cool.
Day. Yeah, it was cool.
And then he played. What was it like auditioning for us initially?
Was the very first anything I have ever done in my life. So I don't have a lot to compare it
like,
to.
Like, where'd you find this at?
Craigslist.
I've
told this story on the podcast already.
But, oh, it's a summary version then.
I was fresh out of college looking for a job, so I was on Craigslist every day. I went to the gig section because... why not? I was fucking desperate, and I saw, we're looking for actors for a horror movie, and if you don't have experience, just come in. And I'm like, I could fucking try that, I guess. I don't know, I'll fucking show up, and if they don't take me, they won't take me. Fuck it. So I fucking show up, I audition for Scott and Dubois, and you guys are like, well, if we like you, then we'll call you back in the next couple weeks. Have a good day. And I was like...
probably was like a month, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure we were late on getting back to people and call back.
I think a little late, but yeah.
That's all on you.
So I just fucking go home, sit on my computer for the next month, just rotting away, playing Minecraft, trying to live. And I get a call back, and they're like, hey, can you come in for a second audition? Yes. Yes, I can. What time and where?
Same place.
So I come in for a second audition, and as soon as I get there, you guys are like, you know... we don't normally do this.
Oh, yeah, we did that with you, too.
Well, way to shatter my confidence there.
We semi-normally do this, but...
but no, you say, we don't normally do this, but we really like you. Just read these couple lines, but you pretty much got the part.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, fuck yeah. Let's fucking do this, then.
No, it's true, though. Like, we don't normally do it, but we cast, like, what, 20 parts?
Yeah.
And I think, like, that happened, like... three-ish times or so. I think we did that to Ash, too.
Did it to Ash? Did it to me? Well, I did it a couple times. Because I did it with Finney.
Yeah.
Because Finney came in and I was like, he read his thing, I was like, okay.
And it's mostly because, and here's why it is. It's usually because we're like, we come to the decision from the earlier tapes.
Yep.
Because there's a, and that's, I think you gave us a decent amount to work with, which is helpful, because sometimes audition tapes is a little more... for any actors out there listening to this, you know, if you're auditioning for us, show as much range as possible in your auditions.
Yeah.
Because that means we'll think of... even if we don't put you in a part right away, we may think of you later down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And that has happened a couple times. So...
yeah, which is why I suggested going back look at some of those auditions. Maybe we could find a...
so yeah, any of you who are listening to this who auditioned for us and never heard from us again, you might hear from us soon.
Yeah.
You never know.
The opportunity is still there.
The
other time that I remember you doing it was missing.
Did I do that to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
The exact same way. I was called back and asked to read a monologue. And I was like, okay, that's easy. I was on the speech team. That's all I did. So I picked... the hip to be square speech from American Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
And did it for Michael and Ryan. And at the end of it, they just stared at me. And I was like...
I'm sure Ryan and I are pretty scary if you don't know who we are.
Yeah. It was very blank. It was a very blank stare. It was creepy. But then Michael was like, okay, well... you didn't really have to do that because we liked it. Oh, and then I just walked home. And that was the end of that. But I remember that specifically. That was the first time that we started working together.
Yeah, he was like, oh.
I remember when you were auditioning for The Stray. I'm not going to go too much into this.
Yeah.
But the first day I showed up to audition, you asked me in my character what it was like to kill a man. And all I remember is I went into such great detail that halfway through you're like, Jesus Christ, stop! Just fucking stop! That's great! Stop it!
Yeah. I do remember that. Jesus. That was awesome.
I really dig my character for this movie.
God.
I didn't even have to audition for my guy.
Yeah. I did this. I had cast this one way beforehand, so I was fine.
All right. So, we cast the movie.
Yep.
And then we kind of have a limbo summer for a little bit.
Fucking preparation.
Yeah, yeah, but it was kind of... I would be honest, the preparation did not go as smoothly as I would hope, just because there was a lot of... We've never had them featured before. It was a little kind of like...
We had, multiple locations to figure out. And
it all came together, in the last month before we shot.
We had to get...
Wardrobe,
mm-hmm. all that stuff.
And our Kickstarter was running during the first week of shooting.
Oh, yeah, God.
So we went in to the shoot not necessarily knowing if the funding on the Kickstarter was going to go through.
That was a lot of hope.
It did.
Thank God.
It went more than through, actually. So that was cool. But it was hard. I mean, that was actual shooting. Once we got into it, those first six weekends. I mean, I know both you guys were. I don't know how many of those first six weekends you were on, but those were hard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was fucking tough. I was already tired.
Oh wow. Well. Oh my gosh.
Came off another feature. Fucking filming for 6-8 months all in a row.
Yeah, I was broken.
We were, yeah. It's definitely exhausting. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very tired. I'm exhausted. But it looks cool.
But yeah, that's what happens, man. That's what happens.
So who's stoked for our shoot tomorrow now?
I am. I'm pretty excited for
it. Hot chocolate.
Fuck yeah, that's all I need.
We have some hot chocolate tomorrow.
Cool. My mom
has some portable coffee urns.
Nice.
And we're going to put some hot chocolate in it.
We're going to need that shit.
We're gonna definitely be powering through. Webb and I have, and we'll probably go out tomorrow, but Webb and I went out a couple weeks ago and just scouted everything out. Picked a spot, picked what we're doing, picked where we're doing it. It's going to be great. I'm really excited for it. I haven't been so excited for a shoot in a while. Not true. I was excited the last time.
Still recognize the spot.
Yeah.
Good thing I get to miss the
fucking
the
cool. Oak trees.
No, you don't.
Oh, right there? Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
It'll be 2 weeks.
The oak tree has a resurgence. Too, yeah.
It'll be in the background.
And it'll be a very easy shoot. It'll be simple. It'll be calm. It's going to be nice. I'm excited for it.
Then shit blows up.
Yeah.
That's how shoots go, guys.
Yeah, we say everything's going to be kosher, and then it's not kosher.
That's like every weekend, pretty much.
Yeah, well, actually, to be honest, this shoot's been running pretty smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Considering, our first time and the last time that we shot for winter stuff.
Yeah.
This has been pretty good. I'm actually pretty happy with how things are. Believe it or not, this is actually the length that I had it for. This is how long I had scheduled it in my mind. So I didn't think we would be done in the time that we did. I kind of knew this would happen. So, going into it, I was a lot more comfortable about it. You know what I mean?
So you planned to not go according to plan.
Exactly. Nice. Which, honestly...
I may want to call bullshit on that.
Not a bad way.
I just remember you. I have a few memories of you not being particularly happy with us having to put things off.
Okay, well, yeah.
I'm not sure that would.
But if I've learned anything, it's we're gonna have delays. We're gonna have problems.
Well, yeah. I'm
just pissed when they happen.
A feature makes you accept that.
Yeah.
It's like I have to put that to the proof. Like, Phantom was supposed to be done.
God.
In my original magical vision, by the end of October of that year.
Nope.
Start until...
And I think we were supposed to start shooting...
Was it late August?
Yeah, last 2 weekends of August. So... Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And we kind of started... We did ease into it. The very first scene in the movie is the first scene we shot.
Yeah.
Like, the very first scene we shot. Yeah. And that was a good day.
First day.
We didn't quite have our proper equipment set. Like, I think we were just running with the Tascam without a boom pole.
Yeah.
So.
Pretty much.
We accumulated things.
And then
can't use sound at that location anyway.
Yeah. Well, I used a little of it. Yeah, the good thing about that location is like...
The highway gives off a weird sound.
Yeah. You just gotta... If it's a loud scene... You can get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if there's supposed to be a lot of wind. Because we have a few dialogue scenes out there. But we either went far enough back so we couldn't hear anything. We did stuff. I don't know. We made it work somehow.
We did.
Some devil magic, whatever.
Exactly.
We did some magic bullshit that just kind of happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like, this is gonna be awesome, but I have no idea where we are at in this conversation.
I think we're
just completely lost.
I'm pretty sure we've gone back and forth between two features.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Which is cool.
So we'll just keep progressing on each.
What else do we got? What about Phobia? Where's that going?
Well, we are going to start working on a Thanksgiving episode.
Is it a giant were-turkey?
Oh, there may or may not be turkey involved. we will be... this should hopefully be out in time for Thanksgiving. That's the plan. But we're going to start working on it next week. We also have a Christmas episode we're going to do.
Cool.
We did do the weekly episodes through the Halloween season, but now we're going to slow down the weekly episodes... probably until next Halloween season.
Monthly episodes, Michael?
Monthly, yes.
Okay. You said weekly.
Did I say weekly?
Yeah.
We did weekly, and now we're doing monthly.
Fuck it, let's just do weekly every week.
Yeah.
No.
Do it.
No.
Power through.
No. You know how...
Film forever.
You know how much I've enjoyed this week? Because I didn't have to shit
out.
Yeah,
you know, I think I said that too, actually. It's like, man, this feels really quiet. I went to hang out with Christian on Tuesday like we usually do, and he's like, hey, is Phobia coming out this week? I'm like, no, it's not.
No.
I'm like, oh.
Not this week.
Like, I was like, oh, damn. Well, guess we can't hang out.
Yep, all right, see you, buddy. I'm going to walk on home. No, I'm excited for Phobia this month, and I'm actually really excited for December's. This is all going to be exciting.
Yeah, and we basically have a good... You know, we're going to have a nice, quiet, but still productive winter months.
Yeah.
Because
I want to try to claim the January Phobia. Got something in mind for that.
Aha. Get some episodes. I'm almost thinking that we still might just end up making more than one a month sometimes.
Probably. Yeah, we'll probably have
like,
those ones.
It's just like we're going to bank them. Or just release the next one. Here's an extra episode.
Just for
fun. Enjoy, everyone.
Mine would be really quick.
Happy March!
You just literally have an idea pop in your head. Oh, man, that'd be really quick, mm-hmm. really easy to shoot. Get a couple guys together and you go shoot it.
Yep, that's kind of what it's been for us.
Mine would take like an afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them
that should take forever.
2 to 4 hours of principal...
I'm surprised we shot as much as we did for Laughing in the Dark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, God.
In the time span we had.
Well, we can really do a lot if
we move
quit dicking around.
Really quick.
Yeah.
We powered pretty hard through it.
Yeah, and I was surprised I wasn't as stressed as I could have been.
Cam just wanted to get through it so he wouldn't shit his pants.
Yeah, I did. Fuck all of that shit.
He was shitting his pants the entire time.
All that fear was completely genuine.
Like,
it was fucking magical.
Died.
Michael. I almost died? Yeah, died, I scared Michael. Cam.
Actually, yeah.
I knew I shouldn't, but I had to. Because it was, there was a, I walked into the other room, and there was just this corpse with no legs, so I could pick him up. And I was like, okay, they're going to be walking through past that hallway any minute now after Jeremy says action. And they're going to walk right by me. And I, at the point, I hadn't decided to scare you specifically. Brought to you.
All right, now we have a commercial.
We should make a fake commercial like insert it right
That
there.
That was bound to happen at some point.
Eventually,
that was bound to happen at some point.
My bad, guys.
We got that far into it.
I got such a busy life aside from this podcast.
You see a blooper reel for...
I got the broads texting me all day.
Did you have a blooper reel yet for Phantom?
Partially.
I know we kind of do because you hear my cell phone go off a couple of times and me go, God damn it.
That's when I had that Halloween ringtone.
Dude, we have to have a blooper reel of you doing that in every shoot. Because you do it every time.
God damn it.
Yeah. I want to do one where the Halloween theme goes off.
Yeah.
But like a phobia blooper?
No, like there were several times where the in Phantom, his phone went off, but it was the Halloween theme.
That's awesome.
That Halloween ringtone.
It was always something
followed
different.
Followed by a God damn it.
It was always something different. Like, God damn it. Son of a bitch. Who the fuck is texting me? Fuck. Sorry. It's just me. You can hear all the little. It's so fucking funny.
So fucking stupid.
It's like a little bit of. It's like rage, and then okay, I'm good.
I remember one we were doing for Stray because it happened in Stray. It was a really good scene. Everything was going really smooth. Like I was like, oh, this is gonna be awesome. All of a sudden, Ryan's fucking phone goes off, and he's like mid in a sentence. He's like. Boy, that's my goddamn fucking ass phone, damn it! And he just walks away and starts saying words.
I think the first, like, the first time I saw Ryan piss was my second day on set. And like the camera kept shutting off stopping recording in mid. Ryan just gets up, puts the camera on the ground, he walks away, he's like, I just need to not fucking see that thing for a few minutes. It goes and lights up a cigarette.
Dude, those are the funniest. Ryan getting pissed at that. You know, I wish that we had someone recording that. Because there were so many times it shut off, like, but camera shut off again. Oh, son of a bitch, can't believe that fucking happened. Just the most, oh, well, fuck me, would you look at that shit. Just so angry. And every time...
I could have swore I saw...
And every time Michael and I would laugh. Got some of that. Michael's always just like the subtle laughter, but I'm just like the...
Yeah, you good, buddy? Everybody thinks it's so hilarious when I'm mad. Yeah, and it makes me even mad.
Like, when I thought you were joking pudding. When you did that on set. Like, for a second, I thought you were joking. Then you actually looked pissed and walked away. I was like, oh, shit.
I remember you looked at me and, like, when and you were like, what the fuck? And I'm like, no, dude,
it doesn't matter what kind of equipment it is. When it fails and it doesn't work, it's World War fucking III up here in my mind.
Yeah, I totally get it, because equipment should just work.
Yeah.
It should work all the time.
And it doesn't always.
Some issues with our Tascam that we're taking care of, which is good. But the first couple times...
Don't worry, guys. The Tascam issues, we're fine.
Yeah,
we're fine.
We're cool. We'll be good.
Don't worry.
But there's a couple moments where... Okay, so Nate will set it up, and then if something's not working right, we'll call Jeremy over. If it's not working... Ryan could not even be part of the conversation. He could be completely off somewhere else. And if he hears just the tint of any conversation that involves sound, he will, in the most mocking, annoyed way, just the way you say it, man, you're just, oh, is TACAM not working? Oh, that's a big fucking surprise. That's a big shock right there. Oh, my God.
Imagine that.
And I'm just like,
answer that shit.
Well, would you look at that? Fuck, piece of shit. Like, you just start mumbling.
Oh, God. Throw that piece of shit out on the highway, let it get run over a couple fucking times.
It's like fucking hit an old guy. It's ridiculous. It's just funny when Ryan gets mad at you.
It's like trying to scare the Tascam into working, right? Like, how would you feel about that, little fucker? Like, Ryan, it doesn't have a soul.
Ryan, it's not going to work. What's up, Mike?
What?
What's up? You're kind of zoning.
I was just thinking about all my memories with the Tascam. All the times people thought it was a taser.
You hear As We Go On playing. As we go. And it's just Mike with the Tascam like, oh my God. All my memories. It's ridiculous.
Taz. Oh my God.
The Taz. God, we do have a lot of memories to talk about.
Yeah, seriously. I mean,
yeah, fuck it.
It's just, dude, it's just dying. It's getting old. It's bad now.
Well, and shoot it.
It too.
It's
put it down.
Nate really.
Yeah, you hear Nate,
Son of a bitch, I swear to fucking Christ.
We do get to try something different tomorrow. What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Matt's letting us borrow his.
Oh!
He has a newer one.
Yeah, that's right. So. That should be fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, I didn't know
that. And if we like it, maybe we'll buy one. I don't know. Maybe it sucks.
I've not used that thing yet.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to use it either. I'll figure it out while I'm delivering it.
Cool. I was pretty sure that Troy was just like just barely scratching the surface of it too. That's got all kinds of shit on it. It's
so we just gotta figure out how to plug it in and hit record.
Got it. Skills.
Oh, this is gonna be great.
This is fun.
This is how you figure technology out.
Welcome to
you jump into it, not knowing fucking what touch you're things doing, and
until
like,
it works.
How do word the
just like my relationships?
Nate's alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
I am a sad man.
I must say how much I love ResFX. They're awesome.
Yeah, they are. They're a great group of people.
They help us out a lot.
A lot.
Guys. When our equipment needs fail, they come to the rescue.
they've really helped us out a lot in these past couple shits. It's been really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of my best friends.
Yeah.
Also.
Troy
plays in my band. Priest fight.
It's fucking priest fight.
Yeah, priest fight.
Oh, priest fight.
Hi.
And frequent actor.
Troy's a frequent actor.
He's a frequent actor.
Oh, yeah, his name is Steve.
Steven.
Dude has got one hell of a voice, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then totally. good old Matt McCrory. I love Matt McCrory. He's funny than shit.
Yep.
Editing machine.
He taught me one or more.
Yeah. I've been saying that.
I've been saying a lot more. Like, we were on set for one of their shoots, and he was like, okay, that was a great take. Let's do one or more. He said it really quickly. I was like, oh, that's fucking genius. So now, I've been doing it.
That's going to be a thing now, right?
I haven't heard that yet.
You never heard one or more?
That makes more sense.
Yeah. All right, one or more.
Because you're not lying when you say one more.
No? Yeah. It's just, Michael's got a wonderful tendency to lie to our actors. Okay, one more. That was awesome. One more. That was great. Okay, one more.
One more for safety.
Let's do two more for safety, and then we'll move on. Let's do three. Let's do it. One more. All right, perfect.
Basically, people should just not listen to what I'm saying until I say, okay, next shot.
Everyone just like, all right, just assume we're going to do the same thing like 9 times.
Because in the moment, I'm like, okay, I'm pretty sure we'll be fine after two. And then after two, I'm like,
one more.
No. I need another one. If I know my editing brain's not going to forgive me later.
Oh, okay. Should have got that last one.
But you know what? When we do get a whole bunch. Okay. Recently, we did the most takes of something. Maybe not like ever, but definitely. I don't know what you've done, but this is the most I've done. That last shot in the end of Death of a Salesman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, holy fuck.
That was so long.
It was like...
Ryan was like, I can't feel my legs.
I counted it. I need a minute
to stand up here.
We did it like 35 times.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you have gotten...
we didn't have to do anything.
You know, what was...
All you had to do was move back.
And I had to time it right with Travis.
Yeah, that's so true, yeah.
And the track kind of goofed up every once in a while.
That track is difficult to work with.
It was the second to last take
that
got used.
I remember you
so
saying
take
that.
34-ish, one of those. The reason I like to do so many takes is because it's not that it's not perfect. It's that, because it's not, that's not it. Dude, it's that.
Oh, shit. Okay, go on, I'm sorry.
It's because I think I'm gonna miss something if I stop.
Yeah, it's Mike's just like
the next one's Fuck. Gonna be. What if the next one's the best one ever and I miss it because I don't do another one?
Yeah,
dude.
3 hours later,
the only
that does now. Sometimes it is like the first take.
But you'll do like 5 more just in case.
Yeah,
like okay, that first take was awesome. But I need at least 12 more before I'm happy with that one. Probably going to use that one, but here's these other 12 that we should do anyway. The shortest amount of takes I've ever done with you was missing, and that was 3 takes.
Well, I always want 3 good ones, but that's a problem if there's a lot of bad ones. It's just like...
Logic.
Like, if there's a lot of... If it doesn't work out because you... because of whatever's like camera work or an actor, just little things there.
Yeah.
I just want 3 where everything goes right. It doesn't have to be exactly perfect, but no beats missed or whatever. But then sometimes it's so good, I just want to see it over and over again. I do that when I'm editing. I'll just rewatch things over and over again. But in reality, I got to make people just do it.
With Stray, the longest take. Honestly, the dinner scene wasn't a lot of takes, but it was a fucking shitload of angles. 15 angles. Mm. 15 angles on that dinner scene. And that was the only thing that I remember doing a lot of. And we got to like 10 and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, Ryan, are you sure you don't have everything you need? I mean, we've been here for hours. We've been here for like 8-9 hours.
Yeah.
I'm tired, goddammit.
That was pretty second camera too.
I didn't want to miss anything though. Like, yeah.
No, like
and
in
it
the
was
end,
pretty second camera.
In the end, you were right. I applaud you for it.
Such a bitch to set all that up again, and it was hard enough to like get everybody in the same room at the same time.
Yeah, that was fun.
And I'm pretty sure you guys have mentioned this on the podcast before, but it just takes a long time to do something simple.
Yeah,
annoying.
This is going to be easy 4 hours later. What the fuck? We're only halfway through
the
this?
The more chaotic days, sometimes there's hardly any problems. That one big zombies action sort of day we did just about a month ago.
You mean in the creek bed?
Yeah.
That was weird.
That went so smooth.
Once we got like all of the like actors out of there, and it was just us and the extras.
Yeah, so once
like,
you got rid of the actors, it was fine.
Well, because it's different. Because each actor, the thing is with this is like with each actor, they have like an individual personality that you have to know. So you have to make sure that they portray that actor, that particular personality. However, with extras, especially in a fucking zombie movie, it's one fucking thing. You just have to do one thing, and you have to tell this one group of people
zombie
at the same time. Hey, be a zombie. What kind of zombie? You describe the kind, you describe what you want them to do, and then do it. That went really smooth considering we had so many fucking zombies. Which is why I'm not totally concerned about the big zombie day. Because we did that once, we could do it again.
How many did you have?
Was it like 10?
10.
10? Cool.
10 zombies.
That was a good day.
Yeah,
that
was cool.
That was a fucking great day.
Yeah.
That was a fun day.
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a...
Yep. It was.
I can't say it.
Yeah,
but
sorry, guys. But no, you're right. Yeah, that's partially what made it so much fun.
I was bruised all the fuck up that day.
Dude, I was so sore. I can only imagine.
Threw myself on the ground, like.
Yeah, we beat the crap out of each other.
First two rules.
Hey,
I'm not a member. I can break them. Fuck it. I'm excited for this big zombie day for Stray, but my biggest curiosity is... We've never had to do something like this before. I wonder how tired we're going to be afterwards. Because, like, you know, there are some of those shoots now that you can gauge how exhausted you're going to be at the end of it. This is working with a very large amount of people.
How late are you filming?
Mentally, it's going to be exhausting.
Mentally, I think I'm going to be so beat afterwards, I'm not going to know what to do. I'll probably cry a little bit and just be like, all right, I don't want to fucking see this for a month. Like, yeah. It's going to be weird. Just
we're taking a couple week break after this.
Oh, right? Fuck yeah. I'm done for a while. I don't want to talk about anything for like a whole week, but I probably will anyway. Yeah.
To all listeners, do not contact OpenSide in the month of December. No one is listening.
Yes! That is our quiet time.
We will all be hibernating.
We'll probably
except for me, I'll be.
We'll probably just be fucking planning stuff out for next year and doing
a
Christmas
party. We're in deep thought mode.
No shit.
I'm just going to be drunk.
Or, yeah. And then
those are my plans.
We here at After Hours do not condone. Oh, fuck it.
Grandpa's
drunk again. Grandpa's
drunk again. Okay.
Hey!
No, don't.
No.
There's people here.
Were you in the kerfuffle?
Okay, you know what? I think kerfuffle's a good place to stop.
Yeah. It's hitting a good time there. All right. Well, do you want to close off to anything regarding Phantom?
Yeah, well, you can go pre-order Volume 2 of the Scared Stiff DVD collection, which is a collection of 4 horror movies, which we are one of them. That is available for pre-order on Amazon right now. It comes out on November 11th, officially. And this will be the first time anyone hears this publicly. I'll go ahead and put it on here. We're going to be on Comcast and Verizon On Demand in February. So, awesome.
Nice.
So, if you guys don't want to buy, any of you listening to this, don't want to buy the DVD, you can wait for that. And there's some there's more stuff coming later down the line.
It's going to get pretty.
But if you love us, you should buy the DVD.
Yeah, definitely. Please buy the DVD now and watch it. On demand.
And love it.
And everywhere else it comes out.
You know, just buy a new TV and have it playing constantly.
Every day.
That would really help
us. And buy in bulk.
Buy in bulk.
Just get an entire gross of the DVDs. Just a whole crate of them.
Christmas is coming up. Buy it for your friends, family.
Friends, family, pets, sex slaves, you know.
Sex slaves.
Christmas, Kwanzaa. Yeah. Passover.
Passover. All right, well, guys.
Merry Halloween.
Merry Halloween. Yeah. Merry Halloween, thanks. Christmas.
All right, guys. Well, for After Hours.
This is us trying to close?
Yeah. For After Hours this week, I'm Christian Nash.
Nate Barr.
Cam Clark.
Ryan Webber King.
Michael Storch.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, guys.